Welcome back. 11:37, the song that Ernie Murray hates the most.
Understand Ernie Murray's most hated song.
Yeah, any dude who's got a lady doesn't like this song. Welcome back in the zone, Justin Akery, Matt Stell, who is back by popular demand. Back by popular demand, I say. Barrett Babers here, also back by popular demand. We've got a lot of orange stuff showing up in the old board there, huh? Somebody's not doing their business. Matty T is not the one, though. Somebody else, I'm sure. Did I mention that you're here?
I'm here.
I talk so fast, my brain doesn't stay up.
That was fantastic, by the way.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And you're pretty good.
You're talking to me,
Barrett.
Who do you like to win the NBA Finals this year, Barrett?
The Miami Heat, dude. I mean,
you
got Brun. I don't care if he's got a sore leg.
Who do you like in the NFL?
LeBron.
You sound like my boy Ski Cat.
How about you?
Guess who I like in the NHL?
LeBron.
Brun.
I don't know if he could skate, but I bet he could if he tried it.
He could sit in front of that goal.
That's true. He'd be
a big leg pads on.
He'd probably roller skate on those quads. On those quads.
That's right.
Where'd he grow up? In Ohio? Yeah.
Akron.
He knows how to roller skate on the Bobos.
He's a heck of a curler out here.
I guarantee
you. Boy, he can clean that ice in front of that.
He's more of a pusher than a brusher, I bet.
I don't know, man. The NFL, I guess, I mean, you got to like the Seahawks with their defense, and they got a guy playing quarterback that just makes things happen.
Forget him. They got a guy playing defensive line from Jacksonville, Arkansas, Memphis grad. His name is Clinton McDonald, and he sat right where you were sitting a few months ago. Does that make you feel special?
Yeah.
Talk to him about playing in the playoffs.
I'm getting chills right now thinking about it, and it's kind of funny because my first year in the NFL, I played for the Cincinnati Bengals, and we went to the playoffs, and we swept our division and things like that, but actually going to the playoffs with a young team like ourselves, it was just very exciting because you are like a team, just like any job or anything like that. You got different dynamics, and to allow us to come together in the middle of the season as one team and actually flourish and see our strongholds and see our weaknesses and recognize them and put them out there in front of everything and say we can either go from here and get better, or we can go from here and be a mediocre team and get worse. And I feel like Pete Carroll did an amazing job motivating the guys and getting the guys together and just pushing us to be the best we can be.
I love me some Clinton McDonald. He's a really good celebrity, a really good athlete, a really friendly guy, a very accommodating individual. At the other end of the spectrum is a guy named Scottie Pippen, who is one of Arkansas's native sons. He is as good as has ever come out of this state. However, he is none of the things I just mentioned about Clinton McDonald. I don't have time to play the little rant about Scottie Pippen, but needless to say, if you don't got certain assets, he's not really interested in talking to you. Despite the fact that you may have been a lifelong Chicago Bulls fan, despite the fact you may have paid your hard-earned money to go and see the Chicago Bulls play in the NBA Finals in 1993 Game 4 when they beat the Phoenix Suns, he don't give a damn.
I've heard that about him, man. That he's.
It's true. It's true. But let's get back to business.
I'll cross him over.
The 2013 NBA champions trying to repeat the Miami Heat.
Barrier tips it out to Chalmers. Wade throws it up to James. The Spurs will not foul. Final seconds. What a finish. It's back-to-back titles for the Heat.
Now, that was a good win, unless you're not a Heat fan. Everybody in Arkansas, though, was excited about the next clip I'm about to play. Ken Duke. We talked about him being inducted into the Arkansas Golf Hall of Fame. He also, more importantly for him, won the Travelers Championship, his first PGA title. And he had to do it on a playoff hole. Second playoff hole, he sinks a close putt, and he wins.
Hi, once again, everybody. Vern Lundquist along with Ian Baker Finch. We're here at the Travelers Championship in Cromwell, Connecticut. And the winner is 44-year-old Ken Duke. I don't know. The last hour of regulation and the playoff was about as good as it gets.
Unbelievable golf, wasn't it? Emotional. As you said, we had a bunch of first-time opportunities for a lot of guys out there today, and a couple of guys stood up to the test.
Yeah.
What an unbelievable chip from Chris Stroud from over the back in regulation to tie Ken Duke. That was just an emotional roller coaster for both those guys.
Yeah, that was the thing, too. Stroud chips in, remember, to force the playoff, mm-hmm. and then they both play the first playoff hole well, and then Ken hits it to 2.5 feet. On the second playoff hole and then makes the putt to win it, which was so awesome. And then Ian Baker Finch goes on in that clip to say, you know, I was nowhere close on the U.S. Open predictions.
Well, I made some predictions. I wasn't very great.
Good thing. More importantly, Ken called in the day after, which was awesome.
It's been nuts. I had to do an outing in Canada yesterday. I committed to a couple months ago, so that kind of threw a damper in the whole thing. But I've been flying a lot yesterday and playing, but the text messages and emails that I've received. I promise you guys, I'll get back to everybody. It's just I knew a lot of people followed my career and were pulling for me, but I didn't really know there was this many. It's been pretty amazing, and I just appreciate everyone, you know, that's followed my career and just giving me support over the years. It's very, very special.
Ken Duke wins, and can you tell me who won the Stanley Cup? Anyone?
The Blackhawks.
Very good, Matt Stell. You're impressive.
Cincinnati
Bengal Hawks.
No, it's wrong. Trip. Ladies and gentlemen, the Chicago Blackhawks have won the Stanley Cup! And won the Stanley Cup for the second time in four seasons! The Chicago Blackhawks have won the Stanley Cup!
So I guess they won the Stanley Cup then.
What did they win? Tell them what they won.
Edward Ashoff is going to join us at 12 o'clock today to talk about the SEC bowl game so far. We're also going to talk to him about the national championship, which comes up on Monday night. Edward went to Florida. He was in school with a number of guys who are now playing in the NFL, including one who was in the NFL and now is sitting in a jail cell waiting for his waiting for his trip to a prison cell. Which is much worse.
I actually knew him. I actually used to hang out with him.
Yes.
So this whole thing is just surreal to me.
Did you ever get any contact highs from hanging out with him? Because apparently he was real into smoking the weed, which apparently is a gateway drug to murder, it turns out.
he knew what I did, so he was really nice around me. And I, you know, when I first started hanging out with him, he seemed like a normal guy who obviously played football, but. Yeah, I never would have suspected something like this. This is really shocking.
Shocking indeed.
I mean, that's
Edward,
crazy.
Did you ever get sort of like a kind of like a murdery vibe or anything?
You know, here's what happened. You know, the truth is, I thought he was a great guy. He only beat up people when I hung out with him. Like, all he did was just, like, severely, violently beat people. There was no murder. It's so shocking.
I can't believe it. Like, you have a stabbing and everything once in a blue moon, but never
murder,
got that real calculated killer murder vibe
that's
really
serious.
From him at all. I'm flabbergasted.
You guys have a lot of problems, you know that, right? One of my favorite interviews of the year, the movie that can always make me cry, and it's not the Fred Couples golf induction. It's the end. Have you guys ever seen the movie The Champ with Ricky Schroeder, John Voight, Faye Dunaway? Great movie. You should watch it if you haven't seen it. It should be required. You can watch the last 5 minutes, and if you don't cry, you have no soul. It's true. Ricky Schroeder was just a child actor then. This was before Silver Spoons. I mean, the good, good old days for him. Big time. You need to watch it. I can tell neither one of you two care about this.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Every time I see that last scene when Champ dies, I myself tear up. You know, I don't remember much about making the movie. I was 7 years old, but I do talk to John Voight every 3 or 4 months, and we've kept in touch ever since, and we're good friends. And you know, that project is, you know, another, fortunately, a project that I was involved with that will stand the test of time. You know, and that relates.
Dude was also in Silver Spoons and Lonesome Dove. You want a piece of Ricky Schroeder? I think not. Here's the clip for those of you who haven't seen it. I'll give you a little taste of it.
Jim! Jim! What is wrong with Jim? Can't wake up.
This is a young kid standing over his father who's just been killed after a fight. And he was in the ring, and they bring him out. Things didn't go too well in the ring, and he ends up dead. Ricky Schroeder's the child. Just think about your kid standing over you.
Oh, that's his dad.
Yeah, that's his dad laying there.
Why does he call him Champ?
Because that's what everybody called him, because he used to be the champ. He used to be. He's kind of a washed-up fella. It's a sad story, man.
Oh, dude, bummer.
Yeah.
Huge bummer.
Now that I'm a father, too, it really gets me.
Way to kick 2014 off.
Yeah, I didn't mean to bring you down.
Right.
Okay, you know what? A great way to get 2014 started is to go back to the best clip of 2013. Michael from Stuttgart's call-in career ended on this particular call.
You may remember this guy.
Yeah. Remember this? The artist formerly known as? Well, it was the best clip in the zone probably of the entire year, so I do credit Michael for that. But Michael had been... Michael likes to, you know, say things that he probably shouldn't say about people and to people. And so Michael got called down on it in a big way. And so he and I had a little back and forth, mostly forth. And that was the end of his career. So, you know what? God rest their souls. Tiger Bait, and Michael from Stuttgart. We both lost. We lost both of them in 2013.
Mm.
Mm. So well lasted, boys. Appreciate your contributions. It's all over now.